Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 39. To be with Him in His death. We can share in a person's life, but rarely can we share in a person's death. We can never experience what a person goes through while he or she is dying, no matter how close we are to that person. We may watch it closely, but we can never identify with that person's death. But everyone is called to identify with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, even though the event took place 2,000 years ago. The Bible invites us to share in the death of Jesus Christ so that we can also live with Him. In the Garden of Eden, God warned His children that their disobedience would cause death. But we know how the enemy deceived them by assuring them that they would certainly not die, Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4. There seems to be a bit of truth in what was told to them by the devil. They did not physically die when they ate the fruit, but death occurred to them spiritually, which was more an alienation from God. Though it did not cause physical death immediately, they died physically after a period of time. Death in God's sight was an eternal separation from God. And so Jesus' death on the cross was an atonement for the sins of the world to bring us back to the God-intended relationship with Him eternally. To be with Him in His death calls us to realize that His death on the cross was to secure our eternity with Him. It is to acknowledge and accept that Jesus died for our sins and to appropriate that power of His death and to live a life that is holy and pleasing to God. Jesus' suffering and death was extremely gruesome. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read the prophet explaining the kind of death the Messiah of the world would die for our redemption. Surely He took our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered Him punished by God, stricken by Him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. Our healing and restoration of our soul was made possible by the blood that was shed on the cross by Jesus. Since Jesus bought our salvation through the cross, does it give us the freedom to live our lives in any way that we want? No. We are still given the freedom to choose our own way and not to accept the price that was paid for us. We can choose to hurt Him again and belittle that sacrifice by walking in ways that displease God. To be with Him in His death also calls us to resolutely turn away from the fleshly urges and put to death anything that will hinder our walk with God. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. That is why Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Jesus has shown His great love by His death on the cross. To appropriate that love in our life, we must just accept His sacrifice and invite Him as the Lord and Master of our life. He went all out to secure our eternity with Him, and it is only a matter of our acceptance and our deliberate act of our will that will help us to walk in His ways by His Spirit. What are those things that should be put to death in our life? Since Jesus went through every human temptation and suffering, He will help us deal with whatever we go through, provided we ask Him and give Him the permission to deliver us. His pain was truly for our gain. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I want to confess that there are still many things in my life that I need to put to death to please You. I know I can do it only with the power of Your Spirit. Grant me Your grace, never to belittle Your sacrifice for me on the cross, but strengthen me to walk with You until I see You in eternity. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.